First of all, Yeshe Koyach, thank you very much for letting me come and share some Torah. I mean, I don't know if it's called Torah, but I try. It's all the Eidishtim, whatever. But I don't deserve it. I don't deserve having the opportunity. It's undeserved kindness. It's undeserved kindness. A chesed chinam. Mahu avato, you're all tzaddikim. The reason why I was masking, the reason why I'm masking to do is because I can't help it. I'm 57, you know, I happen to have the age of everybody here. So I'm just thanking Hashem for having this opportunity, because I went through a lot. I went through a lot in life, and I see that it works. So I'm just talking about things that work. Mamish, you know, proven that it works, and that you could disagree. It's okay. I don't mind. I don't mind at all. And So first of all, I want to just point out some ideas that most people don't think about, because it's not taught usually. So I hear this Ma'ariv over the years, and it's mamish nekudos that are very, very choshev. First of all, the whole Torah, everything in the Torah, every parsha in the Torah, the Yidden were involved with. Yetzias Mitzrayim, it was on their back. They were involved. They were in Mitzrayim. They suffered. All the Yisurim, right? Having to suffer pain and abuse. Their children being put in the war, right? And sure, then Hashem sent Moshe Rabbeinu to take the Yidden out of Mitzrayim. To bring them to Har Sinai. They're involved in everything, even when they're crying, complaining, Mara, you know, with nothing to eat, nothing to drink. It's a scary thing to be in a desert. There's parents, grandparents, children, grandchildren. You have 3 million people, the Erev, according to some shittas in the Medrash, and there's nothing to eat, nothing to drink. It's scary. A person is a person, we're not malachim. So it's emunah and betochah. It's a very, very, very hard situation. But they're involved with it. Everything that's going on in the Torah from the beginning, I mean, even with the other Sakdoshim, from Yitzhak Yankov, everything that people are involved with, nothing's done behind their back. There's one passion in the Torah, that is behind their backs. Pasha's Bola, the Jews know nothing about it. The Yidden know nothing about it. You have that ever? Isn't it something you think about? It's all behind their back. Because the Yidden was settled in the Midbar. They had their families. They were learning Torah, eating Man and the Be'er Shel Miriam. They had everything, you know, possible, right? We see in Pasha's in Dvorim, you know, in the their clothing was, they didn't have to change their clothing. Iron, pressed, clean. You know, the shoes didn't wear out. No shoemakers. You have to go to the bathroom, right? Everything is absorbed. The mon, there's no bathroom. It's amazing. What a life. But up on the mountain somewhere were two Roshoyim, two Achzorim, you know, and they're from Roshoyim. Because they're talking to Hashem. They're bringing korbanos, right? They're building mizbechos. They're bringing, you know, they know the Shem Sakdoshim. Why do they bring 42 korbanos? Because the Shem man bays on a b'chayach. Mamish, anything a Tana knew, they Bilam knew. He was a very, very, he was close to Hashem and knew Hashem's mind. They are Das Elyon, state impossible, right? And the Yidden know nothing about it. Know nothing about it. It's all being done behind their back. Isn't that amazing? It's just overwhelming, amazing. I mean, you know, how long they were busy with it, you know, and they professional curses. Balak is a professional. He's the biggest kishev macha, biggest magician of that generation. That's why they took him. He wasn't from Moya, right? Pasuk says he became Ba'e Sahih, right? Remember that? Bolak Mavoy of the Be'esahi, Rashi says, that he wasn't from Moyov. He was, they took him, they hired him to come and Rashi explains that Midian and Moyov were arch enemies. They always hated each other. But to go against the Eden, they got together. You know, always, and that's why we have to realize that we're in Yerushalayim today. We're living in 2017 in Yerushalayim, and around us is millions of enemies, Shnei Yisrael. And if Chas V'Shalom they would get together, right, we're finished. Isn't there no chance? I mean, Chas V'Shalom. But Hashem is so good, and they're mesachsechim. They're fighting in Syria. There's wars going on for years. They're killing millions of people. Hashem is murdered. And it's not today behind our back, because today is the media, and I mean, Baruch Hashem, you're all tzaddikim, sitting and learning, you learn Hashem on the world, but this is a point I want to bring out here, that it's something we have to think about and work on very strong, because it's we don't know what the Israelis are coming up, we don't know what's going to happen, and again, I'm talking, I'm 57, so I remember the Israelis when I was a bacha, and Baruch Hashem, all what I went through, I never left the Gemara, I never left the Bismel, just never left learning, and it's always in the Israelis. I don't have anything besides a regular phone. I don't have one. I don't have an interest in it. I have a regular phone, phone numbers, no SMSs, no text, nothing. Right? Why? Why don't I have it? Because Chaim Kanievsky, Zayin Gezun, he never took on a phone in his life. I'm talking about a Bezek phone, a regular landline. Never had one, never talked on one. Later years, the Rebbe said to the Bracha, he let her have a cell phone. Someone gave her a cell phone for her. He let her do it. He didn't want to be a Chmachman, her husband. But he told me, why should I use anything from the Goyim? I don't need it. Why should he use telephone for it? It wasn't made for Kedusha. People who made it didn't have us in mind. At the moment, beginning of Avodah Zorah, right? The Gemara says that if you don't have Avodah Zorah, not Gimel. The nations are going to say, "Lasad Lavoi." What do you mean? We deserve reward. We made everything for the Jews. We constructed roads. Hashem said, "You fools! You did it yourself." So anything that's created, a telephone. You're talking about a telephone. Who doesn't use a telephone? But Chaim explained to me. He said, "I have no need for it. I live with Hashem. Anyone needs me, they'll come to me. I'm not here to. I have to live with Hashem." So it's always, we don't know what it's when it's the Yetzirah, you know, it's full Mashiach, it's Mamish, the time of the Gula, and we don't know what left field attacks and curveballs are coming. We have no idea what the Yetzirah are coming. That's one of the fun of life, that we don't know. Hashem is testing us the whole time. And it is, we test from the day we're born to the day we, till Azibul Vasrais, the Imam Bracha says, till the last shovel full. We have to daven and daven and daven. Because we don't know, we're in Hashem's hands, and by davening the whole time and asking we're putting ourselves in Hashem's hands. We're showing Hashem that we know He's doing everything. So it's important to work on work. It's avoided to me now. It's a very stark avoided to always live with Hashem and not just like the Eden in the Midbar. And there's a whole parsha bala. Look at this parsha. I mean, I don't know if you the Olam learned it through. They all about Mashiach coming. Blessed Lavoi. Machlokes Rishonim. If all the psukim of the Geula Shleima is it about Mashiach ben David or also David HaMelech? The Rambam says it's talking about both, and he brings proof for each pasuk. Hilchos Melachim. Rambam brings proof that Bilam's words were going also because he's, you know, Shuv Veleato, I see, but not close by. He brings proof for each thing. It's, he has no time not to be marich in all of those psukim, but Rashi says it's all going on Melech HaMashiach. And the tzaddikim used to say that all the brachas that we have in this world come from Bilam. Comes from Bilam. All the brachas. What about the tzaddikim's brachas that were given from Avram till today? It's for us in love. It's for Olam Haba. There's no currency in this world to use those brachas. You can't translate them. All the brachas that we have in Olam Hazeh and in this world is from Bilam. It's amazing. It's a parsha, and there's no parsha like it in the whole Torah. And you could look, you could try to disprove it, Alevi. Anyone who has, could find the proof different, please tell me. It's the whole parsha was done behind the back of the Eden. That's why the Haftarah, you see, Haftarah comes from Micha, Micha, and the Pasuk says, Ami, Perek Vav, Pasuk Hei, Ami, Zechor No, my Yod Bolak Melech Moyot, he is my nation. And Navi comes to you and tells them, remember, Zechor No, my Yod Bolak Melech Moyot, what did Bolak, the king of Moyot, advise? What did Bilam, the son of Or, answer him? Like, you know, agreed and try to fulfill his wishes. And Ashitim Ada Gilgal, that's a whole child of what that means. Shitim was Bognois Moyov, the last Nebuchadnezzar, the end of the Basha, that he was Machnis Dendusnus, right? But again, it was a small part of Eden. And the 24,000 Yidden that Nebuchadnezzar were destroyed in the Magetha because of this, they were Gilgulim of Shechem, that Shechem, that Alevi, Hashem Alevi wiped out. So they had to come back again because they had a time. Yeah, the Olam knows this? No? Hashem Alevi wiped out Shechem because they were Shechem ben Shechem Hamor, he was an honest dina, right? So they destroyed, and they wiped out all the males of Shechem. And there were 24,000 of them. And they came to the Abish and they said, we get reward, we're Gamalit. We have Bris Mila. We did it willingly. Hashem said, you're right. I can't harm you. You know, the Rambam is like, Hashem and Levi like forced the Abish into a matzah. I mean, Hashem does everything. So they came back. They came back as in a Gilgal. And then, they were destroyed. And then they came back again, and the 24,000 Tamir Akiva is a Gilgulim of these 24,000.
Were here, they were destroyed inside Bala Ramis?
They were?
They were destroyed inside Bala Ramis?
No, this was Vesmaya. They were fell in Vesmaya.
They fell in Vesmaya?
Yeah.
So maybe now they don't have the problem with the Tamir
right.
anymore.
That's right. But yet they were Yidden in Dor HaDei. And they had learned Torah, they were Kabbal Torah in Sinai. So they came back to the Misakan, anything they needed in Misakan, the Kiva's Talmidim. Yeah, it's a whole cheshmer of the Kiva, the Chlal. It's a long shoes. Whenever you want, the Golem wants another time, and you have more time. It's very interesting to go through. So what's the Indian? Oh, so I'm sitting out here to go. The man does it goes Hashem. To know, in order to know the righteousness of Hashem, the Gemara says in Brachas that the whole time that this was going on, when Bilam and Balak were trying to destroy the Eden, and they had the koyach, I mean, Hashem gave koyach atoma. Balak was the biggest magician of the generation. He knew how to do fly in the sky and do whatever things. Bilam was not only a magician; he was a navi. He was a prophet. He knew when Hashem gets angry. He knew the second that Hashem gets angry. Only 1 second. Rega. Right? The Gemara Bracha says, how much is that? And the Gemara says, enough time to say, Kole. Well, right, Hashem changed it to Melech. Right? Instead of saying Kole, he says, Shuras Melech boy. Toisvus. Bracha. And he knows the hell. He knows, Bilam knows Hashem. He knows the mind of the Eibishter. He's very close to Hashem. What went wrong with Bilam? I want to show you something. It's such an amazing thing. So first of all, you have to know like this. It's a very big kasha. I asked Yossi before, a very big kasha. In Mishnah Pirkei Avot says that if you have these traits, then you're Talmidim of Avraham Avinu. Yeah? If you have the other traits, not these, the opposite, right? You know what I'm talking about? Yeah? So then you're Talmidim of Bilam Rosh. That's what I said in Mishnah. And I ask you a question. Isn't that offending Avraham Avinu? Isn't that offending Avraham Avinu to the hilt? It's like, what are you comparing Avraham to Bilam? You want to say Bilam's a Rosh, okay, say he's a Rosh, whatever you want to do then. But compared to Avraham Avinu, it's such an offending thing. You kasha? Where are the kashas? I mean, there are many, many kashas here. How much time do we have? What?
5 minutes, yeah.
5 minutes? Oh, it's only the Hakdama. No. Okay. There's so many kashas to ask because the MS is Bilam compared himself to Avraham Avinu. He held. Okay, I'll tell you straight to the point. I'll tell you straight the chiddush here. You're gonna hear a bomb chiddush in Pirkei Eliezer. It says Eliezer and Hukkanus that Bilam was supposed to redeem the Yidden. He was supposed to be goyel the Yidden. Chachil Hashem had a plan that Bilam is a great big prophet, and he was going to be the one to go to Eden. But he messed up, like always in the whole Torah. When you learn, you see how Korach messed up. Big people. The Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, "Hakina va'atay va'kovet." See this other in the Olam. We see it again and again and again. Bilam could have had so many big things. Why did Hashem give him Nevuah? He didn't deserve it. Hashem wanted to list the pith of the Amasoila. That Mashiach comes, and they're going to come, and they're going to say, "We want Schar." And Hashem's going to say, "No, you don't. You messed up." They say, "Well, we didn't have a leader like Moshe Rabbeinu. We would have had. You did have. You had Bilam, and he messed up real bad." So one of the things that the people says is that he was supposed to redeem the Eden, but he first of all was a Yoyis of Paroi, and he said, "Kill the babies, you can throw them in the river, in the ocean, in the water, in the Yamsuf," because Hashem promised never to bring any more marble. He always tried to twist things in a wrong way, so he messed up. So Hashem brought Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu, you know where he was? Moshe Rabbeinu was a king of Cush, king of Ethiopia, for 40 years. Yeah, you know that? When he was 20 years old, they wanted to kill him, right? You want to kill the Mitzri? He was 20 years old. And then Bechtos and Aviram, two Yidden, mastered him. They wanted to kill him, right? He wanted to chop his head off. And Hashem made his neck into marble. And the hatchet went back, killed the executioner. Hashem made all the people around deaf and blind. Deaf, mute, and blind. And he ran away. And he became a whole story. I told you the whole story, a beautiful story. No time now, but. And he became the king of Cush. He went through a hard life. Moshe Rabbeinu had a very hard life. He was the king of Ethiopia, Shvatzes. There was a queen, and she wanted him to be with her. And he said, "I can't. How are you? I can't." And he didn't touch her. 40 years. I mean, you can understand, you know, it says, "Moshe Isha Lekim," in the end of the Torah, right? And the Medrash says, "When Isha Lekim, was he Isha or was he Lekim?" So he says, "Waist up, he was Lekim, and waist down, he was a person." So, you know, you see there's a shyness that people go through, the tzaddikim go through. So once Bilam saw that Hashem pushed him aside, that Moshe Rabbeinu is doing all the messages of the Eidster, the snare, Bilam is another. He sees the snare, he sees everything going on. So he started hating the Yidden and became sinas mavus. That's it. And then on he has green glasses, everything's green. And a little bit, you know, the comparisons here. Rashi brings at first Balak called Bilam. Bilam said, "Okay, I'll come." He knew Hashem doesn't want it. Okay, Hashem said, "Don't go." And then, Hashem said, "Go." So, you know, and Rashi says, you know, I could fool him. Come on. Don't you know that's Elyon? How can you think you're going to fool him? Right? I mean, happened by Adam. Nothing is all, history repeats itself. There's a whole cheshbon from the beginning of Adam and Chava, how the world is coming to a ticker. If you notice that in Chumash Bereishis, when you Mavis Sedra, at the end of Bereishis, the end of Noach, it's so boring, Chas V'Shalom, you know, this one, Banu Rabbanai, so he lived and he died. You're picking one person out of a billion people. What's happened? Like, you ever talk about that? Just one person. What did he do? You know, just to be able to name generations, that's not a purpose. The emes is that because there was no Torah, you say, in Tehillim 26 times, that was 26 generations, till then those generations lived only b'chesed. They messed up. They spiraled downhill from Adam to Noach to Avram. All messed up. But there was one in the generation that had a certain purpose. The world was for one person. If we would all feel that we're here, we have a tikkun, we have a tafkid. You know, we would live a different life. We can't say, oh, who needs me? It's not true. Every single year, even every guy, but at least every year, there's a Ben HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Chal B'nei Torah, who are sitting and learning, and Amal the Torah, the Van Hashem, right? When he's davening, he's talking to the Eivishter. And he's learning, Hashem's talking to him. So to be aware of that, and to be the one, I mean, you know, there's a Chazanish, and a Stipler, and you know, what about Hogo? Why can't everyone be a Chazanish? Why doesn't all these younger light here in 10 years, you're going to hear, they're all Stiplers, all Chazanish. You could do it. Each one could do it. Each younger man, each bachur, could become a Stipler, could become a giant. So you see that the whole parsha of the Torah is behind the back of the Yidden. Hashem is doing everything. Hashem is showing them. Found out Sittas Hashem. What Sittas Hashem? Ami Zichrono, if you remember, the Vilna Gaon says there's not six zechiros like in the back of the Siddur. There's 10. He adds this one as one of them. He says the Mon and Aishalayim and Hashem and Zichrono. What this parsha? Because it's something that wasn't. They weren't involved. They weren't involved in it behind their back. So we don't know nothing. On it. Learn it. See what Hashem did for you. It says that Hashem would have been angry 1 second. That one second in the whole time that Bilam was conjuring up the Klala with the Mizbechos, with the Karbonis, it would have been the end of Yidden. For a second. That 1 second. Now, so what happened? But at the end of the Pasha, end of Pasha's Bola, comes Zimri and Pinchas. So what happened here? Look at here again. Everyone here could become a Pinchas. There's nothing stopping you, nothing. You have to just be serious. You have to learn day and night. Hashem. And each one will become a Chazanish and a Stipler and a Rishach. Everyone. There's nothing stopping any Yid. Or even a Goy. A Goy became a Yid Unkelus. And a Goy became a Yid Akiva or his father. You know, Shmai Vavtalian. He's talking about Goyim who decided to become a Yid and learn day and night. And they came Tanoim. They came with Chaim Mason. You know, like, it's amazing. We have to have so much Gevura, so much Gaiva. You're allowed to have Gaiva when it's the right way. So you have a whole generation of Dor HaDeya. Hashem made that Pinchas came to Moshe Rabbeinu and he said, Vayvei, Boil Aramis, what's going on here? Moshe Rabbeinu said, I forgot. Starts crying. Can you imagine? You're going to come to the Rosh and you're ask Mashiach and say, I start crying. What are you crying about? Because he forgot aloha. A simple aloha Shulchan Aruch. What do you mean he forgot? It's a nes. Hashem did for Pinchas a nes and made Moshe Rabbeinu forget so that Pinchas would remind him, ah, oh, see Ashgacha. It's for you. You do it. Oh, okay. And he went and did. It's not something you paskin. Right? It says, Pergim Boy, the Loy, It's not something you ask a Besdin and they pass it. It's not. It's something he has to just do. But he can't do without Moshe Rabbeinu's permission. He got the permission. But as much as he had to forget halacha because of that. He ever forgave himself that he forgot halacha? It's Moshe Rabbeinu told him Sinai. But he did. And then Pinchas goes, and who's Pinchas? Pinchas is the sixth generation from Levi. And Zimri is his uncle, six generations above. He's the son of Shimon. Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Mashom makes a cheshbon there, that he was over 250 years old. Zimri ben Saloi, the Nasi of Shevet Shimon, is over 250 years old, the son of Shimon, who came down to Mitzrayim with Yaakov Avinu. And he's now the old man.
Zimri was the son of Shimon?
Yeah, Gemara and Sanhedrin. Yeah? And Pinchas had no problem. He get up and he killed him. That takes a gevurah. That takes a lot of guts, to say the least. But Hashem made, and he was a lady, not a kohen. Only Aaron and his sons were kohanim, not grandsons. That's why when we talk about Tumas Maisa, it doesn't say Aaron Uvana, because Uvana means grandchildren, but the grandchildren had to give Aaron the Tumas Maisa, because he was a lady and he wasn't a kohen. So when now he became a kohen, we're going to see in the next parsha, Parshas Pinchas, he says, tell Pinchas, he saved me. He saved me. How did he save me? Because Hashem, Kibbe Yochel, couldn't get angry to save his children. But since he couldn't get angry, they're all in trouble. He can't do nothing. Zimri's now putting Hashem in the pickle. And Zimri knew that. Zimri knew that. He's putting Hashem not getting angry. And he put, no, one second, he didn't know that. Because we're just saying now that it's all behind their back. Right. I don't remember about that point. I'm not saying. But Zimri went, and he's doing a terrible thing, right? He has a Ramis, Kazbi Basur, and he says, oh, it's Mutter? It's not? Who matted you? Midianite, Tzipoyer. Like, that doesn't make any sense. It was Megaya, with the Shiloh. And he's not Megaya, Kazbi. And Hashem put it so that Moshe should forget, that Pinchas should gain. And Pinchas, so what did Pinchas do? Pinchas had to get angry and kill Zimri. And that's how he saved Klal Yisrael. So Hashem said, you mamish did a ma'aseh elokim. You did a ma'aseh the Ribono Shel Olam. I was in a pickle. I couldn't get angry because Bilam was making me trouble. I mean, it's a funny thing to understand. Hashem, no one stops Hashem from anything. Right? When Rav Akiva, when Moshe Rabbeinu was in Shemayim, and Hashem was making the lines on the letters, Moshe Rabbeinu said, who's stopping you from telling you? Like, why do you have to make lines? Someone's going to dash in later. Hashem said, that's my business. You give the Torah and the Kiva's going to dash, you know, the lines on top. But you know, this is how Hashem does it. Hashem runs the world, and Hashem has planned everything. But if we know this, if we this could build in ourselves, this is soy. That in et milvadoi and hilavadoi osa ve'ois yazchol amasim, and that we just have to follow the Eibishter to learn Torah and be proud of being in the position of doing it. And there's nothing stopping us. Nothing. Sky's the limit. And I'm telling you, from you know, I'm nothing and nobody, but I never gave up. So it's shayach to go on and see. And I see every Yad Hashem. I don't have an income, and everything I need comes every day. Every day, I mean, I flew it home. In the morning, I found by my door a whole Sudas bris. I didn't know whose bris it was. I had enjoyed it. By lunch, I was pulled into a right downstairs here in Zimbo to a Pidyon HaBen Suda. Wow. It's just unbelievable. Hashem, every second, Yad Hashem Begolui. The more you look to see Yad Hashem Begolui, the more Hashem reveals himself to us. And that we see, Ad Kedei Pinchas, that he became a Kohen. No more lady. A Kohen. And he lived a long life, became a Navi. He's going to be Mashiach. He's going to be Megalatos Mashiach. And he goes to every bris. I mean, amazing. Amazing what a person could gain by one mice. I didn't do any right to this parasha. I'm sorry. You know, like, just one little example. One of the brachas, how could you not go into this? Well, we say every day. Matayv alecha Yaakov, shizecha Yisrael. Shouldn't it say, Toiv alecha Yaakov? Ma? Why ma? Toiv alecha Yaakov. They're good. Tents of Yaakov are good. Now she says, what's it going on? But the Knesset of the Midrashas. Right? Shuls and Yeshivas of the Eden. What's ma? So the Vashem is saying that it's ma, not what. It's a lotion of wow, like ma osib Hashem. It's, you can. Oh, that's the second Dugma. Very good. Skoya. I forgot this one, so I said it first before I forget it. It's impossible. And more Rabu Masef Hashem. It's like not what, but it's unbelievable. And that's how they touch. Ma Toivu Alech Yaakov. What's the godless of it? What's the greatness of Alech Yaakov? Why is it Alech Yaakov? Why is it Kol Yaakov? What's Yaakov in the Loim Meis? What's all that about? So very precious, very beautiful. You know, mezuzah, the word mezuzah is, they say, every day, so it goes, zaz moves. Yeah, mezuzah, zaz moves. Now, if it's mole, then you have zayin vav twice, mezuzah, and then zayin vav is 13, double is 26, it came up, came. So Hashem is the shoymeh, right? So when you have Hashem, so it's zaz moves. When Hashem is with you, there's no death. No such a thing. Hashem made his chasima, Chazosh Gabaruch Emes. Why Chazosh Gabaruch Hashem is Emes? Because every other media in the world has a gray area. There's levels of it. Chesed, levels. Chanun, Rachum. But Emes, if it's not 100%, if it's a drop less than Emes, it's Sheker. So Hashem, it says, the Gemara says that, the Gemara Shabbos did that Sheker in the Raglayim. Right? And it's full, but MS has feet and it stays forever. I forgot the lesson in the Gemara that the truth will always stay. Now, it says, did it MS the Yaakov? What's that word MS? The Aleph, again, it's so amazing. Aleph is a Vav, and a Yud and a Yud. So that's 26. So, Aleph, Mace. You have Yud Kevavke, you have, that's MS. You take from Mace to MS. And the koyach of this medish and b'teknesis of Al-Qual Yisrael is Yaakov. That's why Yaakov Yom Loim Meis. And that's why, you know, and that's why the Gemara says that Yerachan saw that in Chuslaris they lived long. How could it be? Says Allah Adama, right? One brachas. So they said, no, because they go, they come early to the next day and they leave late. They're living long. That's all because it's Zaz Maves, it's MS, and that's all the bracha of Bilam. You know? So smart. Okay. Yeah.